Hey friends, it's Mr. Jim and welcome back to Kid Short Stories. If this is your first time, welcome to the family. We are the podcast that turns your ideas into an amazing adventure every single day. You know, we couldn't even exist without imaginations from kids just like you. So if you have an idea for a story, I'd love to see it. Check down in the show notes below for how you can submit your own story idea, and maybe we'll turn it into an awesome adventure. And parents, if you're new to kids podcasting, I want to challenge you to listen to podcasting for 5 days in a row with your kids. It's going to increase their imagination, decrease screen time, and we're going to have a lot of fun along the way. Are you guys ready for today's adventure? Me too, let's go! Yelled Willow the ant as he lifted and pushed the car tire off of his anthill. His ant family thanked him as they made their way out of the hole.
You saved us! A whole afternoon digging the new entrance!
One of the ants said gratefully as they passed out of the hole and into the parking lot. Moving cars off of his anthill was no big deal for Willow. He was the strongest ant in the universe. Well, at least the strongest ant on Earth. Willow hadn't met any space ants yet. Willow the ant usually spent his days helping out the creatures of the park, saving them from peril in all shapes and sizes, like giant circle-shaped car tires that were parked on top of their homes. But at night, Willow became
the unbeatable ant!
The most famous professional wrestler in the world. People came from miles around to see him wrestle all sorts of creatures into submission. Human, platypus, tiger, Willow had wrestled them all. So far, he was undefeated. Willow's trophies wouldn't fit inside his anthill, so he had to repurpose them as bird baths around the park he called home.
Hey, Willow, ready for the big match tonight?
Willow's best friend, Mateo the Mouse, scampered up beside him.
I sure am,
Willow said as he hopped up between Mateo's fuzzy brown ears. Tonight, Willow had a wrestling match against his sworn nemesis, the Anteater.
Dun, dun, dun!
Although he wasn't allowed to actually eat Willow during the match, his long vacuum-like snout made him a ferocious opponent for anyone, even
the unbeatable ant,
Let's go get some lunch, squeaked Mateo. I'm starving.
So with Willow on his head, Mateo took off towards the picnic area of the park. A group of kids had just arrived to the park for a field trip and were sitting down to eat. Mateo and Willow sniffed the air, catching the scent of all types of delicious goodies, like peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, oh, and even apple slices.
Mmm, cheese,
said Mateo dreamily. Then he asked Willow,
what crumbs are you going for today?
Willow used his antennas to scan the air.
I'm going for the beef jerky. I need some protein to keep up my muscle for the match.
The two friends separated, each on their own mission to feast on the fallen crumbs beneath the children's feet and out of their sight. Willow had located the beef jerky with his super ant senses and waited below, waiting for a few crumbs to fall. As Willow waited, he heard the children's voices above.
What are those, cookies?
Yeah, my mom made them for me.
Well, I want some, so give them to me.
No, hey, give those back.
There was movement around the bench as the kids dropped a piece of beef jerky that Willow had been waiting for. It finally fell. But after hearing the voices, his plans changed. It sounded like a child was bullying another one.
And the unbeatable ant!
And
did not like bullies. There was no time for eating. Willow needed to do something. Willow the ant pulled on his professional wrestling mask, which was made out of a blade of grass tied around his face. He munched out a spot for his eyes before tying it on. Now that he had his mask on, everyone would recognize him as the unbeatable ant! Ant! He scurried up the table leg and squeezed up through the wooden table boards.
You there! Drop those cookies!
The kid who had stolen the cookies looked stunned. It's you! The unbeatable ant!
Yes, it's me! I heard there was a cookie thief up here. It sounded like bullying. And the unbeatable ant does not like bullies. Now give the cookies back or I will have to use my most famous move, the munching mandibles of mayhem.
He snapped his mandibles for effect. The cookie thief's eyes grew wide. He knew all about
the unbeatable ants,
powerful wrestling moves, and he didn't want any part of it. He handed the cookies back to the classmate that had taken them earlier. After they had their cookies back and thanked Willow, Willow thought his mission was done. He was about to head back under the table to see about that piece of beef jerky when he heard a sad sniffle. Looking over, Willow saw the kid he had called a bully.
Cookie thief, are you crying?
The kid sniffled again.
I'm not a thief, and I'm not a bully. I just wanted some cookies. I don't ever get cookies for lunch.
Willow was shocked. He didn't mean to call anyone names like that, but suddenly, his appearance didn't feel as heroic anymore. He spoke to the kid.
I'm sorry. I didn't want to hurt your feelings. But if you wanted cookies, why didn't you just ask?
Ask?
The kid sniffled, confused.
Yes, ask. You could have asked if you could have a cookie. You could have shared.
I didn't think of that,
responded the kid. So Willow taught the kid how to ask nicely for things that they might want, while the kid with the cookie was more than happy to share a cookie with their new friend. Now Willow felt helpful and heroic again. It was important to stand up for people, but it was also important to know when to be kind and teach others how to get along. He had learned that today. Willow headed back down and finally got to eat that beef jerky he had been waiting for. He picked up the table and moved it so the birds could come down and join him for some leftovers too. He had enjoyed his day with Mateo, helping others, and preparing for his big wrestling match. That anteater doesn't have a clue what's coming for him with
the unbeatable ant.
The end.
Great job, you listened all the way to the end, and you know what time it is. It's time for Kid Shoutouts. I want to say hey to Sophia and James from Michigan, Liam from Wisconsin, Jackson from Vancouver, Cullen from Pennsylvania, and Tyler and Evelyn from Utah. I'm so glad that you're all on the Kid Short Stories family. We could not have this much fun with imagination without you, my friends. Well, you have a super duper day, and I'll see you on our next adventure. Bye!